Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Peter King in Orlando. Atlanta police say they know who they're looking for after a gunman shot five people at the Northside Medical Building in Midtown Atlanta. Correspondent Mark Strassman.
One person dead, three people in critical condition. And so what we're looking for now, of course, is some guidance from police in particular. Not only who he is, but what state of mind he was in. What was anything bothering him lately? Where he might be headed next? All of those things that can result in a quick apprehension and an end to the public threat here.
We're learning more about the capture of the suspect in last Friday's mass shooting in Cleveland, Texas. The FBI's Jimmy Paul says he was found hiding under a pile of laundry about 16 miles from the crime scene.
The tip for the suspect's location came in through the FBI's tip line. We just want to thank the person who had the courage and bravery to call in the suspect's location.
A friend and the suspect's wife have been arrested for helping him, San Jacinto County DA Todd Dillon.
Miss Nava appeared to be cooperating up until the time when we arrested her.
So far, Dillon says the accused shooter has only been charged with one of the five killings. That's expected to change. Here in Central Florida, another hunt for a suspected killer has had a deadly ending.
Police in Sanford, Florida, shot and killed a 38-year-old man during a standoff at a motel. He was wanted in connection with the fatal shootings of a family of four.
That family was a 40-year-old girlfriend of our suspect, Al Joseph Stenston. Then three children.
Seminole County, Florida Sheriff Dennis Lima. Investigators have not released a possible motive in the killings. Jim Crisula, CBS News.
For the 10th consecutive time, the Federal Reserve has raised interest rates. CBS's Jason Brooks.
The quarter point rate hike was expected by investors as the Fed has been trying to bring stubbornly high inflation down to its 2% target. But in a sign that the central bank may pause further hikes, the Fed says that it's going to take into account the cumulative tightening of monetary policy and the lags and how it affects economic activity.
Fed Chair Jerome Powell's been talking about it for about the past hour, and stocks have been fluctuating. The Dow is now up a fraction, and the NASDAQ up 88. You may have seen video purported to be a drone attack on the Kremlin. The question is it real? CBS's Cammy McCormick.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken says the U.S. can't verify the alleged drone attack on the Kremlin.
I can't in any way validate them. We simply don't know. Second, I would take anything coming out of the Kremlin with a very large shaker of salt.
In an interview with the Washington Post, Ukraine has denied any involvement and claims it's another attempt by Russia to justify further attacks on its country.
This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local
WAUK 540 AM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Mantner. Here's what you need to know. Wisconsin's Republican Assembly Speaker Robin Voss wants to eliminate diversity, equity, and inclusion offices at public universities. Voss telling the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, quote, if they want to increase their funding, they have to show they can prioritize things to grow the economy, not grow the racial divide, unquote. Voss says the offices are a waste of taxpayer dollars. A change in mortgage fees may hurt first-time homebuyers with good credit. The adjustments made Monday by the Federal Housing Finance Agency aims to make it easier for first-time home buyers with lower credit and less money to put down. The result is those with higher credit scores won't benefit from the best rates and the best terms. First-time buyers across the board seeing an increase in the amount they're paying for their homes in part because of these changes. I'm Jane Mantner. This is Civic Media News.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Accidents can be life-changing, no matter how careful you are. But with Gingras Thompson and Walks, you're not alone. For decades, they've been fighting for the rights of people just like you. They'll let you focus on your recovery while they handle the legal complexities. If you or a loved one has been hurt or killed due to someone else's negligence, contact them now. You may deserve compensation.
All in to win. Gingras Thompson and Walks. GTWLawyers.com.
High pay with excellent benefits? Check. Fair treatment and safe work conditions? Check. A paid training program? Check. Check all of your career boxes with the International Union of Painters and Allied Trades of District Council 7. Experienced industrial painters and drywall finishers needed now or become an apprentice. Call Tom Coyne at 262-488-4839 today. 262-488-4839 or go to IUPATDC7.com.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits, and all points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. We're going right to the front lines of history in the making. And I'm going to start by telling you something that even I was surprised at, although I don't know why I should have been surprised at. It's out of Texas. How many times have we said fascism creeps in on little cat's feet? Gerrymander, of course, is the worst kind of fascism in a modern democracy. But let me tell you what they just did in Texas, in the Texas Senate. And then I'll give you the background. The Texas Senate, 19-12, just voted to let the Secretary of State, and by the way, the Secretary of State down there is appointed by the governor. He's not elected. So the Secretary of State, 19-12, they said the Secretary of the State can overturn an election and just call a new election, where 2% or more of the polling locations in a county of more than 2.7 million people run out of paper for ballots for more than an hour. He can overturn election, and they're all crooked dogs hind leg down there, the people in the Republican leadership in office, but he can overturn the election, just say, no, this thing isn't right. We're going to have a new election. If 2% or more of the polling locations in a county of more than 2.7 million run out of ballot paper for more than an hour. What's that all about? It turns out that in 2022, and we're talking about Harris County, Houston, that's the only county in Texas that has more than 2.7 million people. So this is directed at the biggest Democratic county in Texas. 2022, there are 782 polling locations in Harris County. In 26 of them, which is a little over 2%, they had so many voters that they had to go out and get some more paper ballots. Everybody got to vote. But there was such a surge, it alarmed the Republican Party. And what they're trying to do, basically, if they don't like the way an election turned out, they'll overturn it. The next biggest county in Texas is Dallas County. It has about 2.6 million. So they set it for the only Democratic county and precisely the number, be a little more, if they delay an hour because there's a surge in voting. A good thing, surge in voting. And then they just overturn the election and call a new one. They can keep doing it until it comes out right the way they want it. Let me burrow into that a second. When you go to law school, there is a very elementary principle of statute writing. It's called the red-haired, left-handed man with a limp statute. You cannot write a statute basically to affect one person or one county or one anything. You can have first-class counties. Counties of the first class, counties of the second class. Milwaukee's a county of the first class because it has over a certain population. But you don't get to overturn elections just because you've targeted them for in surge voting. They had to go out and get more paper. The reason they call it the red-headed left-handed man with a limp is you give all these specific details that only apply to one person. Like, let's say they said, Joe Schmidt, if he lives in Langley County, and if he is born on February 12, 1948, and if he lost his arm in Vietnam, he doesn't have to pay any taxes. You can't do a statute like that. You can't so define the statute that it effectively only hits one person or a very, very small group of people by one of those sneaky kinds of descriptions. That, by the way, is what they did with the, you don't have to pay taxes. And that was challenged because it's unconstitutional. And Gableman, who got $1 million from the Manufacturers Association for his campaign, did not recuse himself, even though he got $1 million, and cast a vote to make that legal. In other words, this is a redheaded, left-handed man with a limp statute, and he let it go through. He let it go through. Well, that's what they're doing right now down in Texas. They're letting it. Now, you can say, come on, Matt, that's not going to stand. They can't sneakily go, only counties of 2.7 million or more, and there's Dallas County of 2.6, and there are others that are large. So they're obviously just hitting Harris County. They're just hitting Houston. And number two, where do they come up with the 2% of polling locations? Because there are 782 polling locations in Harris County, and 26 of them had such high turnout. It was a wonderful thing. They ran out and got more paper. And it says if they're delayed by an hour, you overturn the whole election. A little draconian to me, a little disproportionate to me. But here's the way this works. Let's say it's a federal election. Let's say they go into federal court. They will pick Kaczmarek, the guy up in Amarillo. And he is the guy, quite frankly, he's corrupt. He's the guy who sneakily took his name off a controversial law review article when he was confirmed. And Lisa Murkowski of Alaska Republican said, if I'd known that, I wouldn't have confirmed this guy. And he's the one that outlawed the abortion pill. They stick this in front of him. It's a no-brainer. It's what the Republican Party wants. That's what's going to happen. They can then appeal it to the Court of Appeals, very conservative Court of Appeals. And they are very likely to uphold it. And then it goes to the six tarantulas in the U.S. Supreme Court. And it's something that the Republicans want. This is what's happening. This kind of stuff is happening all over the country, but largely, not that Texas is a swing state, but we're going to talk in a little bit about a terrific Senate candidate we have against Ted Cruz. They are just holding this. They've criminalized if you interfere with the line of sight, if you are a poll worker sitting there, maybe an elderly lady, and you're checking people in, and you get up to use the restroom or go get some paper, and you interfere with the line of sight of a thug from the Republican Party, whom they said can just sit there and sort of glower at voters, that's a criminal offense. If you vote, you've had an exemplary parole, but you're on parole for something, and you vote 2 months before the end of your parole, even though the parole officer said 3 years ago, you don't have to come in anymore, and you got a voter registration card in the mail, 5 years in prison. They are doing everything they can in Texas to scare people. But now, to me, this is the ultimate atrocity, the ultimate atrocity. They're just going to hold the election again if they don't like the way it went. And they're going to keep their eye on the biggest Democratic county in Texas. It's clearly unconstitutional. I'm hoping, and the problem is down there, if they go into state court over it, the state judges are afraid they'll be removed if they don't go with the Republican Party. If it's federal, they've planted this Kaczmarek in Amarillo, and they'll shop around. Just like, remember, Mercedes Cannon down in Florida, who shopped around and held up the investigation into Trump stealing of classified documents for months. You have these sleeper cells in the federal judiciary. One of the lines, Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Mark?
Yeah, I guess we're getting away from Texas for the moment. But I just heard Dewey Strobel just was complaining about that the governor included paying for children's lunches so they get free lunches. I say, well, it's not a physical matter. Well, correct me if I'm wrong, but don't. And there's another issue as well. But correct me if I'm wrong. If we're spending money on it, does that make that a physical issue? And, I mean, we need to call these guys out on this kind of crap. That, I mean, everything is a physical issue. If you're spending money, even if it's a policy change, if you're spending money on it, it's a fiscal issue and belongs right in the state budget. For the love of God, I mean, that here's a guy right that gets...
Yeah, we're going to be talking. We're going to be talking that in a different segment, Mark. Thanks a lot for calling in. Just want to get back to this Texas thing. What that is ending up doing, this is spreading around the country. Right now, as you know, in Moore v. Harper, case pending in the U.S. Supreme Court, they are about to validate the so-called independent legislature theory. If that's validated, any swing state, because it doesn't matter if it's Alabama or New York, because there the legislature and the governors are in sync, but and the electorate. But if it happens, that happens in Pennsylvania, in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Arizona, in Nevada, and possibly Georgia, it's enough to swing the election. You are going to have legislators rely on that, and if they don't like the way the election turned out, in other words, if Biden wins, they are going to say, well, we're picking the electors, and they're not fake electors this time. They're real electors because the Supreme Court and Moore v. Harper said they were. We've got to be aware at all times. I have enormous respect for the federal judiciary. I clerk for one of the best federal judges in the country, Chief Judge of the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals in Chicago, Tom Fairchild. Scrupulously honest, one of the great judges, frankly, in modern history. But people like that are few and far between now. And what you have is, and you've got to be aware of this, that we just reflexively obey judges, and we should in general. But what's happening now with this U.S. Supreme Court, people like Kaczmarek and the district court down in Texas, some of the Court of Appeals judges, is they are simply ruling to give themselves the power to validate whatever the Republican Party wants. And that's not legitimate. That's not valid. That's got to be stood up against, and it's got to be brought to your attention. Going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
Have fun on the lake this summer. Treat yourself and find the watercraft you want at Action Boathouse Showroom just south of 59 on 164 in Waukesha. Check out the fun and versatile Sea-Doo Switch with its powerful Rotex Gen engine. Action Boathouse Showroom also has a selection of luxury fishing boats or pontoon boats from seven top USA manufacturers. The team at Action Boathouse Showroom is excited to help you launch into the sun this season and onto the lake. Action Boathouse Showroom, just north of 59 on 164 in Waukesha.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Weather brought to you by Taqueria Miyagi, Waukesha's authentic Mexican food truck, which is now open and ready to serve you. Find us at 1610 Lincoln Avenue in the BP gas station parking lot, or call us at 262-278-6590.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Partly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 36. Southeasterly winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. High of 66. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow night. Lows around 47. Cloudy. High temperatures reach up to 63. Friday, with a chance for scattered rain showers, 63. Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
You ain't nothing but a hound dog, you're crying all the time. You ain't nothing but a hound
dog. Welcome back to Matt Flynn Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. When I continue with Texas, in this respect, there is a great candidate who just announced today to run against Ted Cruz. Remember, 6 years ago, Beto O'Rourke nearly knocked him off, came within a couple of points. The new guy that just announced, Colin Allred, A-L-L-R-E-D, Colin Allred, is a congressman, Democrat, from the Northeast Dallas area in the suburbs, 40 years old. He was elected to the Congress, sent to the House in 2018. Here's his background. He's raised by a single mom. Was a hard worker and made sure he got an education. Got a football scholarship to Baylor. Got a BA. And then he went in the NFL. He played linebacker for the Tennessee Titans for 4 years. But he's a very thoughtful guy. And he thought, you know, he wanted to do work on public policy and civil rights. So he went to law school. University of California at Berkeley, which is a very good law school. When he got out of law school, he served in the Obama administration in one of the departments for a while. Then he went to a law firm called Perkins Coie, a very well-known national law firm. I'll tell you what, he's a Democrat's Democrat. He voted to impeach Trump each time that vote came up. Now he's announced he's running against Cruz. Ted Cruz is, there's a handful of senators. Probably the bottom of the barrel is Josh Hawley of Missouri, but Ted Cruz is very far down there. Ted Cruz is not a Republican even who cares about the United States, who votes in the interest of the United States. I think he can be beaten. This guy is a perfect candidate for Texas, former NFL player, a good one too, and a linebacker. He was there on January 6th in there when they broke in. He texted his wife, said, I love you. And if something happens, remember that. And then he said, I got ready to go after these guys if they came in against me. This is sad. I even have to say this. I'm just putting the name on the radar. Colin Allred in Texas just announced today. Recommend him very, very highly from everything that I've read about him. And he would be a fantastic candidate. I can't imagine he'll have a primary. Cannot imagine he'll have a primary. The debt ceiling debate is going on, and it's getting down to the wire. Getting down to the wire. Today is May 3rd. Janet Yellen said that we could default on June 1. It could be a week later. I was really glad to hear today that the White House is seriously thinking now of invoking the 14th Amendment remedy to this and simply going ahead and paying our bonds without a second authorization from Congress. Remember, Congress passed them with bipartisan votes. basically, we're talking soft infrastructure and hard infrastructure. Lawful Senate, House, signed by Biden. And now they're insisting on another vote to say, okay, we did pass it. And people relied on it and bought bonds. But now we got to vote again on whether we should stiff them on their bonds. And if we do stiff them on their bonds for the first time in the over 200 years of our country's history, the first time, the stature of the dollar as an international currency, the respect for the United States, our stature, will be seriously jeopardized. The Chinese will be, the communist Chinese will be even more tempted, seeing how divided we are, to go into Taiwan. Putin will be tempted to be more aggressive with some of the weapons he's using. Right now, he's scared of us. And the Republican Party is holding us hostage. Very glad to see that Joe Biden stepping up to the plate. Before we go to the lines, I'm going to give you a quick bit of history. When the 14th Amendment was passed in 1868, the U.S. paid their soldiers, in the Union soldiers, in greenbacks, but they paid the bondholders in gold. Otherwise, they wouldn't have financed the war. And the average person said, we don't like that. We don't like to have our greenbacks, which aren't necessarily maybe backed by enough gold. And so the 14th Amendment said the full faith and credit of the United States will never be called into question. And in honor of that, because it's in the Constitution, and it was done deliberately to make sure that the troops were paid and that the bonds were paid off, we can't let it slip by again. Quick to the lines. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend. Thanks for calling. You're first. What's in your mind today, Gene?
Great news. I just love this. This is a wonderful thing because, you know what? Every citizen knows that if they do not pay their bills, they either lose their services or they're fined. So I am glad that our president is standing up to these people who are noted. A lot of times the people with the R after their name, remember in Milwaukee, get your money from the Republicans if they rent anything or do anything for, you know, when they have the big doings there because they do not pay their bills. This is their M.O. A lot of them, not all of them, but those people that are running our country, they don't always pay their bills. So thank you so much for letting us know that. I'm so excited. We have an adult in our government that is watching over the people. We have to pay our bills. They have to pay their bills. Thank you. You have a good day. Thanks. Bye.
Yeah, thank you, Gene. Yeah, and I don't want to get carried away here because they are seriously considering it. What that means in Washington East, and depends on the mood, and depends on the day. But they are seriously considering it. The best remedy would be the discharge petition. It's already been filed. We have 213 votes. We only need 5 Republicans. And I'm telling you, if this thing takes a bad bounce and there is a default, Gallagher and these clowns here in the state had better not even show their face around the state running for statewide office. So, Gene, it's premature to celebrate, but we do have a great adult in the White House, and he is seriously looking at this, realizing how treasonous these Republicans are. We're going to a break. I see you on the lines. Do not hang up. This is a short break. We'll be back right after the break. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
WAUK 540 AM, Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Dismay in Midtown Atlanta after a gunman shot 5 people, killing 1 at a medical building.
I live in Midtown, and I think it's a wonderful city, and I'm not going to live in fear because I love this community. I'm just sad that this happened in Atlanta and it's happening all over the world.
Doctors say three of the four people who were wounded are in critical condition. Police say they know who they're looking for. The suspect accused of killing five people in Cleveland, Texas, is under arrest. So are his wife and a friend, San Jacinto County DA Todd Dillon.
The investigation so far indicates that he was assisting Mr. Oropeza in fleeing the neighborhood where the crime took place.
The Federal Reserve has raised the interest rate for the 10th consecutive time. This increase a quarter of a point. CBS News business reporter Jason Brooks.
The federal funds rate now climbs to a range of 5 to 5.25%, the highest level since late 2007.
CBS News Brief. I'm Peter King.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Republican lawmakers are removing 545 of Governor Evers' state budget proposals. The Budget Writing Joint Finance Committee took the first votes on the spending plan yesterday. Democrats object to scuttling middle-class tax cuts and paid family leave, to name just a couple. Representative Evan Goyke.
We have to grow. And many of the things that are the responsibility of our government are what people are looking for.
The budget debate is expected to play out for several more weeks. The Assembly Republican plan to revamp shared revenue is still missing some details. We don't know yet how they plan to divide $227 million in new aid for local governments. It's also not clear how they plan to repeal the personal property tax. In sports, the Rockies beat the Brewers last night 3-2. Eric Lauer starts tonight for Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
We're all familiar with the three whats. What is it? What can it do for me? And what does it cost? At Country Financial, we can help you find the answers with insurance coverage to help protect what's most important to you, all at a price you can afford. So while you're juggling work and kids while trying to keep an eye on your future, we'll make sure we're one of the first ones there when you need us most. What should you do next? Call Matthew Holbrook, your Country Financial representative, at 414-332-2137 and chat about your insurance needs today. 414-332-2137.
The four most dreaded words.
My computer is down.
Oh boy, that bites. Remain sane. PC It Back Together will fix the pain. Rated number one PC doctor in Southeast Wisconsin. Great service, great rates, and fast service with no trip charge. Experts with PCs, laptops, network servers, protection, backups, and can even help you remotely. Click PCItBack.com or call us at 262-706-3235. That's 262-706-3235. Remain sane. We fix the pain.
Welcome to Mount Pleasant in Racine County, your next vacation and business destination. Just 30 miles south of Milwaukee and 60 miles north of Chicago, Mount Pleasant offers scenic parks, an outstanding hiking and biking trail system, and plenty of dining, entertainment, and shopping options. But Mount Pleasant also offers endless opportunities for economic growth, making it the perfect place to establish your company. Help celebrate the sixth season grand opening of the Franksville Craft Beer Garden on May 19th. Log on enjoymtpleasant.org.
Courage. I learned it from my adoptive mom.
Hold my hand.
You hold my hand.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care at AdoptUSKids.org. You can't imagine the reward. Brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Now we go right to the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul?
Good afternoon, Matt. What Jeannie said, by the way, I'm awful. Why do you even have a debt limit? Because the money's already been spent.
Right.
If you want to go forward now, it's money in the future. So I don't understand why the United States has a debt limit, because everything we've spent has been voted on, correct?
Correct. Absolutely right. Right. Yeah, let me pick up on that. Yeah, go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, then it's time we figure out a different way of doing this stuff, because, you know, it's this is archaic, because if we're so partisan now, years ago you could figure this stuff out, but now it's blue against red. So, okay, thanks, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, you know, you nailed it. You put your finger exactly on the deal. In the old days, long, long time ago, no, you didn't have to have two votes on everything. What you would do is Congress would either vote or not vote for an expenditure, and the Senate would vote, the House, and then it would go to the president. If the president signed it and didn't veto it, it's law, and then that money got spent. Now, somewhere along the lines, the Republicans decided, well, why don't we do this? We will continue to vote on money and you know, you mislead people into buying our bonds, basically. But then we have to vote to increase the debt limit. Moscow Mitch himself, and I am no fan of Moscow Mitch. I have never praised Moscow Mitch, but Moscow Mitch, Mitch McConnell, came up with an idea. He said, he agreed with you, Wisco Paul. I said, why the hell do we have two votes? He said, why don't we have a system where the president can increase the debt limit, but if we think he got out of hand, two-thirds of the Congress can override him. And that's fine. That's right. I mean, you know, if two-thirds of the Congress doesn't think the debt limit should go up, we got a real problem. And that was a great idea. Another idea, which I think is even better, is we don't have a debt limit at all because Congress shouldn't vote on something if they're afraid that it's too damned expensive and will exceed a debt limit they don't want. But remember something. Innocent bondholders, individuals, you know, all everybody I'm talking to out here, all of you guys, in your 401k, or many of you, are going to have some component of it that has treasuries in it, that has some sort of bond, and that is some sort of public debt. In all likelihood, if you get it through an employer and they give you a bunch of options. Foreign governments buy it. China's bought $1 trillion of our debt. Now, for us to say right now, and I don't give a damn about the Chinese, but for us to say right now, well, we're going to default on it. For one thing, you are going to find cuts in Social Security checks real quick. You're going to find salaries not paid. The VA cut by about 22%. And healthcare, education, everything else. And we will only pay out money as we get checks in from taxpayers. Well, come on. Come on. Taxes came in on April 15th, right around then. But how many taxes keep coming in over? Yeah, you do get estimated. Yeah, you do. And there's some different deadlines for different companies. But it's nowhere near enough to run the government. Nowhere near enough to run the government. And what the Republican Party is doing is exactly what Donald Trump was threatening not to do when he was president. He and Nancy Pelosi talked and he said, look, I assume you're not going to use the debt limit because Nancy Pelosi and the majority had to agree to raise it for his $7 trillion in debt, including his tax break. You're not going to bargain over the debt limit. That's sacred. You're not going to tell me I won't raise the debt limit unless you give me Medicare for all, are you? And Nancy said, no, we're Americans. We're patriots. We've already passed whatever we passed, whether I liked it or not, and I'm going to pay it. Now these clowns are going around exactly the other way, exactly the other way. It's treason, in my view. Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. You're next. What's in your mind today, Bill?
Well, you actually took the words just out of my mouth with your last sentence. How do you deal with criminals? How do you deal with people that commit treason? How do you deal with Jim Shorts Jordan that never even answered a subpoena? We are trying to negotiate with criminals. You don't negotiate with criminals. You arrest them. He should have a warrant out for him. Why there's not a warrant out for him? If nothing else, to get him a new sport coat, but put a warrant out for him. I can't believe we give these people an audience. The only guy that, boy, do I love the way he comes at him, Eric Swalwell, he calls him as he sees him. And he tells them, he said, you're talking about, what do they call that investigation on weaponizing the FBI and all this.
Federal government, stuff. Yeah, right.
Wait a minute. Yeah, he says, wait a minute, Jordan, you weaponized and you got caught for it and you got a subpoena and now you're trying to talk to us? You've got to be kidding. I mean, how can you look at that guy with a straight face? You know,
right.
Fox, you know, all these people, Fox gets sued for what, $750 million? And they say that they admitted they might have made a mistake, but they want to maintain their integrity. They never had integrity to begin with. Maintain integrity, how do you maintain it? You never had it. And we keep giving these people the audience they don't deserve. I think it's time that we start really coming at them and not rolling over and playing dead and not patronizing by these kangaroo courts that they throw. And part of it is the whole Democrat, all the Democrats. I just don't think they've got the chutzpah to stand up to these people. What do you think? I'll hang up.
Yeah, no, I agree with. I don't think we've been aggressive enough. I don't think Garland has been aggressive enough. And frankly, on this thing, if I'm Biden, of course, you know, I defer to him. I'm supporting him strongly. He's a good man, a good president. But this business of the 14th Amendment, he's keeping, you know, back below his vest. You know, that's a card he can play, trying to get the discharge petition. But I'm thinking, what kind of people who think they're Americans who are going to let us default? And Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is a criminal in my view, she's threatened violence against Obama, Hillary Clinton, members of Congress. That's a crime. She came out today and said, any Republican who votes for the discharge petition, that's a career-ending move. Well, I got news for her. She has a career-ending move. We're not putting up with treason. Bill, thanks a lot. Great call. Andy of Beaver Dam, my friend. Thank you. You're next. What's in your mind today, Andy?
Well, I don't know who the Yahoo is in southern Georgia would vote somebody in like Marjorie Taylor Greene in the first place. But the thing is, the money that was being spent, whether it's Social Security or infrastructure improvements, that money comes back in to the economy and drives everything that, you know, it's all in the works. I mean, you've got people on these crews that build these projects and they pay taxes and it comes in there and all feeds back in to, you know, maybe not immediately, but covering the expense of what was voted upon in expenditure. So I don't know. These morons that are primarily in the Republican Party that they're going to try to hold up everything, it just doesn't make any logical sense. And therefore, I don't know. Whatever guys you're talking about, Gymnasium right. Jim or, you know, the guy from Missouri and all that stuff. I don't know. I don't know how those people ever got in. But even right. In our own state, we're voting for all these, the guy up north and all the other ones, you know, and they're standing on their heads when they should be voting one way and they're voting against the best wishes of the country. That's
right.
All
no,
I can it, figure out.
Yeah, you know, you're making very good points. And let me build, and I'll just refer briefly to something I just said before. Nancy Pelosi, back when we had the House, but Trump was president, and the debt limit had to be increased because Trump put $7 trillion with a T, including a massive tax cut, loaded us up with that. She easily could have said, if she is playing poker like these guys, she easily could have said, I want Medicare for all. I want an immigration bill. I want Roe v. Wade codified nationally. She could have said all that. And Trump was afraid she would. And she said, look, we're Americans. We are not going to let the full faith and credit of the United States be called into question. We're not going to weaken us in foreign policy and economic policy around the world. The things that added the debt, I agreed with some things. I didn't agree with others. But we have an obligation to pay those bonds because these bond purchasers bought it in good faith. But now, listen, damage is already being done, folks, okay? Let me tell you why. One of the basic bonds that are sold are 90-day treasuries. You can buy a treasury for 90 days, and then you get paid a certain amount of interest. In the old days, everybody knew the U.S. was good for it. Everybody knew the U.S. was good for it. So what they do is it would be a very low interest rate. It would be, you know, a 1% or 1.2% or 1.5% or 2%. And then that's for 90 days. That's only 3 months out of 12. So it's only a quarter of that. And we were basically funding our government with no interest expense or very little interest expense. because of what McCarthy and the Republicans done, we're paying 5.5%. We are costing ourselves tens of billions of dollars in interest. And the second thing that is ominous is that when people buy a large quantity of bonds, they don't buy insurance that they'll be paid, okay? Because if you just buy $10,000 worth of bonds in your 401k, you're not going to buy insurance. But if you buy, if you're another country and you buy $500 million in our 90-day treasuries, or you're a corporation does it, you buy insurance in case the government you're buying from doesn't pay you. Well, the best bet in the world was the U.S. government bonds, because of course they were going to be paid and you could get insurance for peanuts. Right now, the price for insurance for big purchases of our treasuries is higher than it is for people who buy the bonds of Ireland, Portugal, and the Czech Republic. For God's sake, for God's sake. The most solid bonds now in the reinsurance market are the UK, Germany, and France. That's what's happening to the United States. That's happening right now. That's happening right now because 90 days from now, you buy one of these bonds right now, beginning of May, we're talking it comes due in August, say, this clown McCarthy and the traitors in the Republican Party, they're afraid, the investment community is afraid that they won't pay him, that they won't pay him. And the only way they're going to get paid is maybe Biden invokes the 14th Amendment, and he is thinking of that, but that's not a done deal either. They know we're divided. The division that's being engendered by the Republican Party is wrong. It's treasonous. It's costing us money right now. It's costing us money right now. Why the hell should we pay 5.5% interest on 90-day treasuries? And people also have to factor in that they have to pay more in insurance on large purchases than they would if they bought the bonds of Ireland, Portugal, or the Czech Republic. That's nuts. That is not the action of a major, major superpower, the superpower. The Republicans are isolationists, by and large thieves, not all of them, not Liz Cheney, not Adam Kinzinger, but the rest of them would stab their grandmothers for a bottle of horseradish. That's what they would do. And right now, they're stabbing the United States in the back. And we have congressmen, we have six Republican congressmen who are only in their seats because of gerrymander. Only in their seats because of gerrymander. One wants to run for the Senate. The other one wants to shoot his mouth off. Hey, guys, are you Americans? A couple of you are veterans. Do you realize that the Navy, the Army, the Marine Corps, and the Air Force, some people aren't going to get paid? Do you care? Are you pro-Rusky? I know some of you are pro-Rusky. I know Ron Johnson is. He went to Moscow, right? The Russians were in killing people in Crimea, and he went to Moscow to whoop it up with them. Tired of you guys. Real tired of you guys. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Democracy doesn't have to be boring. Founded by revolutionary German exiles in 1853, the Milwaukee Turners at Turner Hall offer gymnastics, rock climbing, yoga, meaningful forums, training, and countless ways to have fun and matter to Milwaukee. Whether you hang upside down or hang out, they've got you covered. Membership is only $35 a year. Be a part of Milwaukee's past, present, and future. Visit them at MilwaukeeTurners.org. That's MilwaukeeTurners.org. Or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Women get a lot of advice about self-care these days, but one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Lows level off around 36.
Tonight, under partly cloudy skies, southeast winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 66. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Chance for scattered showers. Lows dip down to about 47. Low 60s Friday with a chance for scattered showers. Mid-60s Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk. From Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Come gather around, people, wherever you roam, and admit that the waters around you have grown.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789.
If your time.
Going right to the lines, Bill of Shorewood, my friend. Thanks for calling us from my name, Bill of Shorewood.
Hi, I can't compete with Bob Dylan there, but I want to point out something I don't think anybody's mentioned so far, and that is that the House Republicans have made it clear that they intend to make all of the expiring 2017 tax cuts it's built into that bill of 2017 that they would expire. They want to make those permanent. The consequence of making those permanent would be a cost of $300 billion a year, which would almost exactly offset the savings that are purported to be in the McCarthy bill. So this is a massive transfer of wealth to those people that get that level of tax relief. At the same time, other people can't get a reduction in Pell grants and so on. You've done a fine job of listing all of the consequences. I think that trade-off needs to be remembered. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, Bill, that's a very, very good point. Very, very good point. The Republicans, they're speaking out of both sides of their mouth. They want those tax cuts. 88% of them went to the upper 1% and to corporations, and they want them permanent. But then number two, they want to cut any expenditure for more lawyers and accountants for the IRS to catch tax cheats. That's number two. So you have that. Number three, McCarthy, as Bill just said, is saying that the quote save. Now, when he talks about quote savings, he's not talking about savings. These bills were already passed, but the kinds of savings he's using this to negotiate a future budget, basically, by threatening us. But the quote savings, end quote, are really say it's $300 billion, as Bill just said. Well, $300 billion, the tax cuts will be $300 billion, and then he's not going to hire IRS agents. He's not going to hire IRS agents to catch tax cheats, which would get us hundreds of billions of dollars. This is so hypocritical and so treasonous. Do not let up on this issue. Jake of Eureka, California, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Jake?
This so-called assassination attempt on Vladimir Putin. From the look of the video of this, what's barely more than a model airplane drone that exploded in a very small explosion, it looked like some fireworks, you know, malfunctioned or something. It didn't have any you know, actual punch behind it if there was an actual attempt. So it's very strange what just happened in Russia. It looks like probably more likely some sort of false flag attack, an inside job. by Putin's own people to, I don't know, you know, put together some sympathy for him with the local public and probably, you know, increase the number of people they're murdering in Ukraine and their war crimes. But, you know, people like Ron Johnson and Donald Trump, they worship at the altar of Vladimir Putin because Putin's king and they wish they were king. But it's not going to happen here in America. Sorry, Republicans, forget about it.
You're right on the money, Jake. You're right on the money. It's a different subject, but we're coming to the end of the show, and I want to hit it hard. Putin came out today, and he goes, well, the Ukrainians tried to assassinate me with a drone. Now, what, in Moscow, near Moscow, they have air defenses. He's lying. I don't think there was a drone, and if there was, it was one of these fake things. So he can do what? That he can rally his people, use worse weapons. The only worse weapons he has to use against Ukraine are nuclear weapons. He's afraid to do that because he knows what we'd do. And frankly, the Chinese have told him not to do that. I think what he's trying to do is rally nationalists. What happens right after he made that announcement, Russian nationalists, the right wing, said, we really got to take out Ukraine. And he kind of got everybody behind him. So it's not uncommon, for an authoritarian, a kind of Nazi commie type leader, to engineer some kind of apparent attack on himself. That's what Hitler did in 1939 when he invaded Poland. He had the appearance of Poland attacking a German military installation and police station in Germany. He said, I'm just responding to that. So that has all of the earmarks of this, number one. Number two, they've been at this since February 24th, 2022. Ukrainians are magnificent, and we've kept them well supplied with arms. My own feeling is that we should supply them with longer-range HIMARS and planes, but we are supplying them with air defense systems, and something like 200,000 Russians have been killed since the beginning of the war. Did you know that Putin canceled the May Day parade? I don't know if you remember, but I remember when I was a kid, those of you who remember back in the 60s and 70s, every May 1st, they'd have this big military parade and they have these missiles and it was scary as hell. And you figure, you know, and they all sat there, you know, saluting the missiles and all this stuff. He canceled it. Why did he cancel it? Because in the past, everybody who marched, the civilians, would hold up photographs of their loved ones, their father, their son, their brother, who died in, say, the Second World War, that kind of thing. He was afraid that there'd be 200,000 of them that would be holding up pictures of their sons and husbands who died in Ukraine. And that is one reason he did it. The other thing is he emptied out their prisons. 20% of the people conscripted who were fighting in Ukraine for the Russians now are HIV positive. They needed medical services, but they came out of a prison. These are people who either agreed to go because that's one way to get medical care. They're not going to get it in Russia the way things are now. And number two, because they would have their sentences commuted for murder and rape. This is what we're talking about. This has got to be stopped. The only way this sadistic, genocidal freak is going to be stopped is if he's killed, because he's riding the back of a tiger. He cannot stay on that tiger. And if he dismounts, the tiger will eat him. He knows that a coup will get him. But we can't be the ones who assassinate him. It has to be the other genocidal freaks and sadists that he has around him, and somebody with some common sense that goes, hey, why are we destroying our country? That has got to be our objective, and our objective has got to be backed up by continued arms shipments to Ukraine. And if the Republican Party ever gets in, Trump is pro-Putin. McCarthy, frankly, is pro-Putin, and I'm tired of these guys. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers as always. Matt Flynn, direct back, same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.
It is drawn, the curse it is cast. The slow one now will later be fast, as the present now will later be past. The order is rapidly fading, and the first one now will later be last. For the times, they are a-changing.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools?
It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hey, this is Lindsay Kindert at 540 WAUK The Shaw. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me, Lindsay Kindert, at info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.